Bezer Shem Mizbochi begin Perichamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Sichas Achim Maton, the laws of acquiring and of gifts in the Sivikin, the book of acquisitions, where we continue with the theme now of regarding gifts, however, regarding those that avoid and regarding contradictory documents. As Rambam gets Allah off regarding the gift, has to be out in the open. In the sense, HaNoisim Maton, if someone gives a gift, bin Bari, bin Chayla, whether he's a healthy person or a sick person, Tzorch Shatiyah, Galuya Umufer Semes, has to be revealed, has to be public knowledge of this gift. So, Amal Eidim, if he says to witnesses, Kisu bas seisu tenulai, I want you to write a clandestine in secret and give it to him, in a klum. It's not significant. Shazam Maram, because this person is tricking, Kedil Abed Mam Nachem, he wants to make other people lose money. Why? Shayavzabi Imker Achshit, and he plans on selling it after he gave it to this person, and then he's going to be selling something that he doesn't have anymore, but people don't know because he gave it in private. So, such a gift is not valid. Halacha Beis Lefikach, therefore, in other words, since we said that a concealed gift is nothing, Kol Shtar Matnas Karka, so any gift of a document of a gift of land, Shein Kasa, by which it was not written on it, the Amalanu Ploinan, and that person told us, the giver, Shavu Bashvakum over the Chaybis, I want you to sit here in the marketplace and in the streets, Vechis Vulay Maton, the Gluimu Vesemis, I want you to write for him a revealed and public gift, Ukayet Ben Melo, or seeing things like that. He didn't tell us that. So Chayshin, we're concerned for it, Shema Maton Musateris, he may be, therefore, he plans on doing it in private because he's not doing it out in public, and therefore, Balay Zach Mekabal, even over there, we're going to say the recipient is not going to acquire that gift. Halacha Gimel. If someone writes two gifts on one field, the first one was private, and the second one was revealed out in the open, the second one that acquires, because like we said, a matan musateris is not acquired. And even if the first one was just unspecific, so it didn't have anything about hiding, but at the same time, it didn't have anything about being revealed. That's the same thing we said in Halacha Beis. El Maton is Tam, even though it's just a regular gift, Ha'achem Kon, the second one, which is Gului Mufresemes, is going to be the one that's going to acquire. Halacha Dalet continues regarding that a gift has to be given willingly. Kfar Bi'an already explained in Perek Yud from Halachas Mecher Halacha Gimel, Sha'amaisim Ado, if someone gives out a protest, he tells two witnesses, hey, I don't really want to do this. Ba'achach Nosn, then he gives the gift, Ha'maton B'teilo, the gift is void. And Af Bishen's Oinus, even though in contrast to a sale, which requires an element of Oinus, here, even though he's not being forced to, doesn't make a difference. The fact that he put a Meida is going to void the gift. She'in Holchem B'matana, because regarding a gift, we don't go Ela Achadas and listen only after the intention of the giver. But since he already revealed his intention before he gave it, that he doesn't really want to do it, Matnasa B'teila, that voids the gift. So if regarding someone that there are some elements that are proving that really his intention not to give this gift, I feel like Shunasana Matan Gluy, even if he gives it out in the open, this gift, Venimtis, Shunasana Mekoidim, Matan Musateris, but it comes out that beforehand they'd already given a clandestine gift, a private gift to someone else, Harishtiya Matan is Batalo, so actually both gifts are going to be void. Why? Harishayim Neshim Musateris, the first one because it's private, and that we said always does not work. Vashni, the second one, Neshadova Mechir Shunaritz, because this thing proves that he really doesn't want to give it. Because he already gave someone else the gift beforehand, which is like as if he's putting out a protest that I don't really want to give the second gift. So the first one's not working, but it's at least working as my dog that the second one's not going to be a valid gift. Halacha hey, Maisa be'echad was a story with an individual. Shadatz Alisa Isha wanted to marry a woman. Amar Leish, she said to him, look, I'm not getting married to you until you write to me all your assets in my name. So Shama ben Hagadol, so his eldest son heard about this, but Savachal Shama Nicharek, and he's screaming that he's going to leave him empty-handed with his father who's getting remarried to this woman, is going to give her everything. Shama Leidim, he said to witnesses, look, Lachu Vechavu, go and hide, Vechisvu Loi, and write for him, for my eldest son, Kol Nechasa B'Matana, all my assets actually are given to him as a gift. V'achka Chasab Lo, Kol Nechasa B'Nasa, and then he wrote all his gifts, all his assets, to his new wife, and the son, he got married to her. She thinks, he's writing, and it really was. There's just nothing left anymore. Now, the story came from the sage, and they said as follows, Haben lekana, v'ish lekansa. The eldest son doesn't acquire the whole estate, and the woman doesn't acquire. Why? It was unwillingly that he wrote it to her. And it's like he was being coerced. How do you see this? Which is similar to that what we said at the end of Halacha Dal. Because he really revealed his intention by the first gift, where Avabisha B'teil, although that gift is void, Nishim B'Sateres, because it's hidden, but at least it's functioning like a Maidah regarding that he doesn't really want to give the gift to his new wife. Whatever similar to these ideas, where you ever have a combination of these two causes. One, you're proving by the actual gift itself, and that you have a hidden gift beforehand, the two of them together are enough to nullify and to void that gift. Halacha Vav continues regarding if you have two documents that are on the same piece of property. So shnei shtaris, if there's two documents, shizman b'yemechad, the dates are the same day, and they're both written regarding the same field, whether as sales or whether as gifts. So im derech anche makom lichtav shoyz, if the custom of that place is to write the hours, not just the days, so kolaka emzacha, whoever's hour is written earlier, he was the one that already got it first, and the second one loses out. But if the common custom of that place is not to write the hour, so it's both the same day, you don't know which one's first. So then this is given over to the judges, which is the Tamarik Dictum of Shuddi Didaini, which whatever their intention of understanding is leaning towards whom is the one that should get it, Yamidu, that's the one who gets it, and that's the one who ends up with the field. When do we say this? That everything depends on when the document is given over, so whoever got it first, like let's say if you know the hours, he's the one that acquires it. Is b'shtar she'im boy, it's only regarding a document that it doesn't mention in it kinyan that there was an acquisition. Ela rather, kana sadazu b'shtar zeh, the person acquired the field with the receiving of the document. We're she'in on the yidin, we don't know. Mihu mishneim, shegiyah shtar li'od d'tchil, we don't know which one of the two got his document first. So that's where the halacha of the previous ice of the halacha was pertinent. But if each one of those documents had an acquisition, in other words, it's written that we did a kinyan, and therefore the shtar is not the kinyan itself, the shtar is only a proof that there was a kinyan. Oh, then kol shakon like kinyan zachar, whoever had the kinyan first, he acquires it. And Yishal Edmi, ask their witnesses which one got it first. So that there were witnesses, that even though it says the same day, and indicative from the document, you don't know, but you ask the witnesses which one got the shtar first, and if they tell you, then so the first one who acquired it is the one who gets that field. If there's two documents that are going out on the same field, with the same buyer, but there's two different documents that are coming up. Now the dates are not the same. So it depends. If one of the documents was a sale and one of them was written as a gift, so. If the first document, the earlier one, was a gift, and the subsequent one was written as a sale, the second one is not nullifying and voiding the first one, because Sheish Lami could say, no, of course, if first was a gift, then why do you write another document as a sale? Because he wanted to add on responsibility, he wrote him another document as if it was a sale, because generally a gift has no liability, no responsibility, no insurance. He wanted to insure it to him, so he wrote it as a sale. And therefore, even if the second document didn't even have insurance written in it, that doesn't make a difference. Regarding a document of a sale, if there's no insurance mentioned, that's actually a scribal error, and we say it does have a chayes. So you will have that locha, he'll have it from the earlier date as a gift. The later one is just an add-on to say that it'll even have Achrais. So, let's say the first one was a sale and the second one was a gift, and in the written, how it's written in the document. No, the recipient will acquire it from the earlier date, because why do you write a subsequent? It's not to nullify the early one. He only wrote a document of a gift, to strengthen his ability, because this applies to the law of what's called Bametzer. The neighboring field could have a claim saying, hey, why are you buying the one there? I have rights and you should go somewhere else. That's only by a mecher, not by matana. So although it was a sale, he subsequently wrote it as a gift so that he could strengthen that the neighbor does not have any claims on that field. Halacha test. Now, let's say, the previous halacha was saying if these two documents, one is mecha, one is matana, either one doesn't make a difference, it's just strengthening. But let's say both documents were both a sale or both as a gift. So it depends. If something's being added on to the second document, so again, the first one's still going to remain valid. Because he's only writing the second document because of something that's being added on. But it's not nullifying the first one. However, if they're both sales or both gifts and nothing's added on to the second document, then that means to say that the second one is voiding the first one, and therefore, so then there is no responsibility, no insurance, only from the state of the second document. Because, mean to say, so let's say the creditor of the giver or the seller comes and grabs from the date of the first document up until the date of the second one, he doesn't have to compensate him only up until the date of the second document. And that's why he's writing a second document. Why is the second document? To say we're only starting from now, not from the early one. And the figure, therefore, so all the produce that the buyer had eaten from the date of the first one to the second one, which essentially it's not his because we're nullifying, we're starting with the second one, he has to give it back because the buyer himself is agreeing that the first one is forged and only gets from the date of the second one. And therefore, if let's say there's a certain responsibility, let's say a type of a tax that is given to the king from that field every single year, the giver or the seller, however you want to qualify him, He has to give that taxes adzman hashtarashin until the date of the second document, because that's when we're starting it for the recipient. If anything, he actually has to compensate the payers up until that point back to the giver. We consider it as the giver's domain, and therefore the giver is the one who's after going to give the taxes on those dates too.